It's always a challenge to start with a basic lab discovery and turn it into a drug that can change people's lives. Most attempts fail. But this story is about the genesis of a new drug for breast cancer, which survived the trip all the way to approval by the Food and Drug Administration. NPR's Richard Harris follows the trail.
Let's start with some basic biology. Human cells don't have just one way of accomplishing an essential task. They have a network of options, the way a driver can choose many different streets to reach the same destination.
And the reason for that complexity, we do understand, is complexity provides stability.
Dr. Larry Norton at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center explains that if something goes wrong in a cell, there are biological workarounds, alternate routes to the same destination.
And that stability is a great thing for normal biology, but unfortunately it also works in cancer biology.
Drugs that initially treat cancer often lose their potency because cancer cells find a detour around the pathway that the drug has blocked. So a major strategy of cancer research has been to identify as many of these pathways as possible and to come up with drugs that can block these routes. That brings us to the new breast cancer drug. Academic scientists working to understand how living cells divide and reproduce had years ago identified a pathway that is key to this process. Richard Finn says it has a long, complicated name, which people shorten as CDK4/6.
So the hypothesis going in was that if we could block the function of the CDK4/6 proteins, then we may stop cancer growth.
Dr. Finn works at the Revlon UCLA Women's Cancer Center with Dr. Dennis Slayman. Researchers at a pharmaceutical company had found a potential drug that could block this pathway in cancer without doing much harm to normal cells. Pfizer acquired the compound, palbociclib, and paid academic cancer researchers to study it more. Finn's group wanted to see if it might be useful against breast cancer. They found that it didn't kill all breast cancer cells in their lab experiments, but it did kill a common subtype.
That was not something that we thought of going into the study. We weren't really exactly sure where it would work.
Scientific knowledge could only take them so far. Trial and error had to play a role as well. To try palbociclib in people, they recruited 160 women with advanced breast cancer. Volunteers taking the drug lived an average of 20 months before their disease started progressing again, compared with 10 months for the comparison group. Whether it extends a woman's life is still an open question.
So far, we have not seen a statistical difference in survival, but that will be continued to be followed.
The Food and Drug Administration approved this drug provisionally in early February, while larger studies are being conducted. Sometimes drugs approved in this provisional manner are later removed from the market because early results don't always stand up. But Dr. Finn is hopeful that the drug will prove more useful over time, perhaps even among women who are diagnosed with less advanced cancers.
Perhaps in the early breast cancer setting, that might translate into getting rid of chemotherapy for those women, and that would be a huge advance, as well as improving survival.
Pfizer is also studying the drug to see if it could be effective against several other cancers, including lung cancer and melanoma. In breast cancer, it is approved in combination with another frequently used drug. Larry Norton at Memorial Sloan Kettering says it helps that older drug keep working longer. But killing cancer cells is just a step, not the end of the journey.
Nobody ever died of cancer cells. You die of tumors.
Tumors aren't just cancer cells. They have their own blood supply. They prevent the immune system from removing the destructive growth. And what's really deadly, tumors seed elsewhere in the body. They metastasize.
So what you're seeing here is a very important step in the right direction, but it's one step, and we have to follow the journey out to the very end, which is preventing metastases as well as preventing cell division.
The very end probably means shutting down many different avenues of escape. And each new drug to do that costs a lot. Pfizer has priced palbociclib at more than $100,000 a year. So cost is a huge issue.
We know that it's an issue that's going to have to be addressed. We're trying to address it in many, many different ways. And clearly, for the sake of all humans who could get cancer and should have access to the best drugs, it's a problem that we're going to have to solve.
And of course, there are many other basic biology problems to solve. Scientists don't have a way to block all the alternative routes that cancer can take, but Norton sees progress.
I've been doing oncology long enough that I've seen cancers go from incurable to curable very, very quickly at the right moment in history. It could happen in breast cancer in years. It could happen in breast cancer in days to weeks. We don't know when that's going to happen.
The history of the war on cancer is full of promises that success is just around the corner. Turns out there have been an awful lot of corners. Success has been incremental, but sometimes those increments do add up. That's one reason breast cancer death rates in the United States are gradually falling. Richard Harris, NPR News.